RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peake, on RadioMD.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peake. So you're a mother. But who's taking care of you? Who takes care of the caregiver? What's going on? So we have with us Dr. Sunya Luthar, who is Foundation Professor of Psychology at Arizona State University and Professor Emerita from Columbia University's Teachers College. Dr. Luthar, welcome to Her Radio. Let's talk about who takes care of the caregiver and why you decided to study this.
Thanks so much for having me. I look forward to the conversation. Why did I decide to study this? Somewhere, I guess, when my own children were in their infancy's toddler years, I came across a woman who was in maybe her 50s or 60s, who was in very, very deep physical pain, almost in a coma, and I found her saying, "Mom, where are you?" in the most plaintive voice, in the most plaintive way. It struck me at that time, you know what? I don't think mothers ever outgrow the need for mommying of some kind themselves. That's pretty much what got me going to investigate how much do women really get back the kind of gentle, loving, steadfast care that they are supposed to and generally do give out to their own children year after year, decade after decade.
All right, what did you find?
Well, we found four things. So the question really was, what are the major factors that predict to mother's well-being? And we had a large swath of mothers in terms of age ranges, from mothers of infants to grown kids. We found four things that were really important, what I call the big four in my own head. The first was unconditional acceptance, where moms are able to say, "I truly feel seen and loved for the person that I am at my core." Now, if you stop and think about it, that's fundamentally what we want our children to experience from us, right? Unconditional acceptance. Well, guess what? We need the same. The second was, again, another parallel with our children. I feel comforted when I'm in great distress. Moms who are able to say yes to that wholeheartedly or even mostly did much better than those who did not anticipate such comfort. The third was, I feel like myself. I am myself. I am my true self in my relationships. In other words, I don't need to pretend or conceal or hide. And the fourth was satisfaction with friendships. Now, mind you, this is not satisfaction with the quality of friendships, simply satisfaction with how often are you in touch with your close friends? So these are the four things that emerge as being consistently the most strongly predictive of mothers' levels of well-being as opposed to distress.
This is fascinating because I think you also were quoted in your work as saying, right, relationships mm-hmm. with spouses are important, but clearly not determinative to a woman's or a mother's well-being. That's fascinating. A lot of people would have thought, well, you know, you got to have this very powerful relationship with your spouse. But you just said that there are these other factors that seem to supervene.
Well, the truth is that when I said unconditional acceptance, you could very well get that from your spouse. But you could also get it from your best friend or your colleagues or other people you know. When we looked at our analyses, we had satisfaction with partners in the same set of predictors as was satisfaction with friends and the other three issues that factors I mentioned. What we're finding is, of course, satisfaction with partners is related to well-being. But over and above that, satisfaction with your friends is still significantly related and sometimes more so. Now, you might wonder why. There's recent research showing that, and you may not be surprised by this, we place too many expectations on our marriages.
Let me just wipe the shock off my face. Oh, my goodness gracious. Of course we do.
Right. So we go from, you have to be my best friend, you have to be the person who comforts me, be a good earner, take care of me, take care of yourself, all kinds of expectations. So there's this view now that if we are able to take some of those needs outside the realm of marriage, not always, not consistently, but at least some of the time, that can benefit not just the mom herself, but also the quality of her marriage. The happier I am, the better stuff I bring to all my relationships. So what we're talking about is the suffocation of marriage, and basically will be these needs for feeling unconditionally accepted, seen for who you are, comforted when you need, to the degree that you can bring some of these needs to your friends, your sister, your cousin, outside of your marriage. The happier you are for yourself, and the happier you are in your relationships and what you have to offer to people in your family and your workspace and so on.
Motherhood is a difficult task. And you also, quite frankly, looked at women who were also caregivers at work. So physicians like myself, physician moms, could be nurses, could be, you know, lots of different people, but they have a double task, and there's no question then that they have higher stress levels where they really need that extra momming, right?
Absolutely. They need the extra momming. And aside from the fact that they give to others, or you give to others, you're the nurturer and so on, there's also a very high standard that physicians hold themselves to in terms of being competent and strong. So it's not just that you give. It's also, I think, for a lot of women in your shoes, doesn't come easily to say, I need. Would someone please take care of me?
Ah, yes. And that's always incredibly difficult. And, you know, you sit back and sometimes we fall into that, oh, gosh, you know, women in perfection all over again. We've got to be perfect all the way around. And I think that a lot of my colleagues and I would find it hard sometimes to ask for help. Part of it is maybe we're just plain too tired. And the other piece of it is we have unrealistic expectations of ourselves.
You're absolutely right. Now, the sample of women in the study you mentioned, 2,200 plus women, are disproportionately highly educated. So they were PhDs, MDs, women like you and I. And again, it's a sort of a mixed blessing. The stronger and the more competent and the better educated you are, the more you feel like you should have it all together and be able to figure out everything for yourself. Yeah, so what happens with women who are highly educated, very intelligent, very competent, good at the work that they do, unfortunately, many of us tend to then transfer those very high expectations from ourselves.
Right.
You should be self-reliant, emotionally independent, don't look to anyone for help or comfort or loving or kindness.
Right.
And that's
a very high
burden.
It's a huge burden. We've been talking to Dr. Sunya Luther, and she has been helping us understand when you're a mother who takes care of the caregiver, it's okay to need that extra mommying all the way through your life. Beautiful, wonderful research, Dr. Luther. We so thank you for being on Her Radio to help clarify that for all of us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And by the way, if you have a health question that you want either of us to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.